Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Even. Tom.
Relief. It's nice. How'd you feel after that?
Relieved. Yeah, that's it. That was the main feeling since the final whistle. Happy with the performance. It was necessary that we played tonight the game we wanted to play and not the game Everton wants to play. We cannot avoid that all the time, but I think they didn't have an extremely high number of set pieces. So with all the aggressiveness you have to show, you have to make sure you don't overdo it, because each set piece is a massive threat and is something they want to have. And I thought we did that really well. On top of that, we were super dominant, switched the sides, played the ball, kept them running, but both goals came from counter-attack, so that's allowed as well, obviously. I love both goals. Love the involvement of everybody who was around there. We had, for both goals, we had three options in the box, I think, when the pass came in. A lot of things were different tonight, so it was the best game for a while, and that's why we won it.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you just talk a little bit about Stefan Bajcetic in a game like that, obviously pressure and the expectation of the fans, the way he handled himself there?
Pretty good. And we put him on a new position. I don't think, I have to ask him actually, I don't think he ever played the position before. He came here as a kid and as a center half, played now the six for us in a few games, and tonight as an eight, in a lot of moments, a double six, did extremely well. Was a quite a good performance, to be honest.
Yeah, he's been a bit surprised by some of the poor performances this season. But did you see his good performance coming? Did you see it in training this week? Did you feel it coming?
Yeah, definitely. But you can imagine our situation. It's not that we actually we spoke about it 3 days ago. It's like when the coaches talk to each other and say, well, performance, train today really good. And they're like, yeah, but last week it was not bad either. It's like you have to start convincing. And today in the meeting, I told the boys, because I knew everybody thinks, yes, the training week was really good, really good. But now we have to bring it on the pitch. And it's still the basis for everything. The better you train, the better you play, usually. And so the whole week was a lead up to the game. That's true as well. And this is now, we needed this game, we needed the performance, now we had it. Our people absolutely deserved it. I love the atmosphere. Even before we scored, obviously, the people were there. It's insane what kind of atmosphere the people create here. Tonight we delivered and our people deserved it. Yeah, good performance as well. So the way he set up the chance for Darwin, he had other moments like this where he came out under pressure. Then there was a foul and we got a free kick, but he did extremely well under massive pressure in the center there. And yes, then in the end, it was not the most difficult goal he ever scored, but it's exactly probably the goal each striker is dreaming of when it didn't happen for a while. Both goals were obviously for both players really important. Now, the next one we could need something like that is probably Darwin. The chance he had was a really good one. But anyway, so Darwin obviously with an insane run before the first goal and a super pass. I don't know how often, we didn't have these situations too often to be 100% honest, but if, then it would have been pretty likely that we just kicked the ball on the head of Mkhitaryan. And then I saw now, while I was changing, I saw the analyze of Kara, and they spoke like 10 minutes about how this goal could have been defended in the end. If we hit the head of the defender, then that's it. Nothing will happen. Still a good counter-attack without a goal. And so this was obviously a very important moment, not conceding in their only chance. Can't remember another one, to be honest, but maybe there was another one.
Davis had it.
Oh yeah, true. But then, until then, at least the first chance they had, not conceding there was a very important moment as well. So I'm not sure how much you can force luck, but if you don't have it, you're screwed. So, and it's not that we had too much, so that if you think about the first goal we conceded against Wolves, we can talk about everything, what we did not well and stuff like this, but how the ball went in is just like slapstick, anything, okay. So, and we didn't react well on it, that's true as well, but actually we didn't react too bad. We conceded a second and then reacted well. So, no, really important tonight. Gave us all a sign, that was us tonight, definitely. And now we have to make sure that we are us from now on.
James.
Probably not the chance to read it, or certainly not. Are you in a position saying about the review into the Champions League final that obviously came out before?
I heard now about it, but don't know really about it. I heard that today it came out, but that's it. Cannot say more about it. Sorry.
Thank you
very much.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.